If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It will be Nelson's fastball to start this final period as they lead Mountain Home 41-33. Boy, Nelson just took over in that third quarter, going on a 9-0 run. But Mountain Home has come back and cut the margin to a single digit. Here is King with it up top. Goes over to Fulton on the left wing. Down the corner it goes to Moore. He drills out to the wing. Now tell him once again in a man-to-man defense. Now Mora drills between the circles. Drills are on the right side to Hamilton. Hamilton will drill up to the top. Now goes back over to the right side. Now throws it up top to Fulton. Fulton takes the screen, dribbles to the left side, throws it up top to Kane. Now Kane's going down into toward the lane, going up for the layup, good. Darquavius Kane with 13 points. He was kind of quiet in that third quarter, but a layup for him there to put Nelson's lead back to 10, 43-33, our score, a little over a minute into this final period. Balls with Castillius on the right side, gets it down to Cruz on the low block. He goes up for the jumper, shot is blocked. And Nelson comes up with the ball. Back quickly comes Fulton going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Kevin Fulton with 8 points. 45-33, Raiders on top. 6:35 left of the game. Now Fulton's going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. That is his second personal foul, team foul number two, against Nelson here in the second half. 6:29 left to play in the game. Gilbert takes the inbound pass, walks into the front court, throws over to Cruz on the right side, up top to Benton, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the corner, and he's going to draw a blocking foul. So Mount Home will inbound on the baseline. Cortez Hamilton picks up his third personal foul, team foul number three against Nelson. Bader Cortez is going to check out of the game, being replaced by Matt Jones. The 6:19 left to play in the game. 45-33, Nelson on top. And I think we're about ready to get back underway to action. Benton will trigger an inbound pass from the baseline. Try to get into Jones. Ball was knocked away by Kane. Goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will inbound it once again under the basket. So Benton will once again trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Jones on the low block. He goes up for the reverse layup. Good. Matt Jones with 4 points. 45-35, Nelson on top. 6:11 left of the game. Here's Fulton across the timeline for the Raiders. Dribbles to the left side. Throws it up top to Kane. Over to Moore on the right. Back up top to Kane. He's going to pull up the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Gilbert. He's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the wing. Rolls around and goes in. And now Mount Tom's quickly going to take a timeout. Is why Gilbert is now in double figures with 12 points. We'll break with 5:42 left of the game. Nelson leads Mountain Home 45-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
And it will be Mountain Home's fastball coming out. I'm sorry, it will be Nelson's fastball coming out of timeout because Wyatt Gilbert just hit a three to go up to go into double figures with 12 points. Mountain Home has cut the margin back to single digits with that three, 45-38, with 5:42 left play in this contest. We're back underway. Fulton into the front court. He's being double teamed. So now he'll give it to Moore. Now down to McFadden. His layup, no good, but draws contact and he'll hit to the free throw line with 5:28 left of the game. Hunter Bashirs picks up his third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. Two-shot opportunity for Marion McFadden.
What's up, guys? It's Elena. And when it comes to dating, many people say love has gotten lost. But if you still believe in love, Match is the app for you. Match has created millions of love stories. They've been number one in first and second dates, number one in marriages, and over 1 million babies made. Plus, the Match app got rid of swiping, so people put more thought into their choices. You can now view photos and read more about the people you see. So download the Match app for free today and find someone who believes in love just like you do.
Hello, I'm Trojan Man. Today, I'd like to talk about mixing it up now and then.
Mixing it up!
A wise man once said variety is the spice of life. I was that wise man, and I was actually misquoted. What I really said was that variety is the spice of sex. And with over 30 exciting varieties of Trojan condoms, you can keep your sex life spicy.
Spicy!
It's a big, sexy world. Trojan condoms. Explore with confidence.
And can't get the shot to go, but he'll draw contact and head to the free throw line. Talon Benton picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So 4:56 left. It'll be a two-shot opportunity for Kevin Fulton. So far, he is 4-5 with 8 points. First shot is up and in. So it makes a three-possession game once again. One more free throw for Fulton. Second shot is up, rolls around, no good, but he chases down his own rebound and gets the layup. Kevin Fulton now with 11 points, one of three players in double figures for Nettleton. Here is Ben into the front court. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Hamilton. And he's going to go back the other way, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it'll be Nettleton's fastball with 4:38 left of the game. 9 points, Nettleton lead, 50-41 our score. Fulton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gets it in to McFadden, now to Hamilton, down to Kane. His pass, he couldn't handle the pass. Ball is knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. Six turnover against Nettleton. Back comes Benton, going to give it to Cruz in the lane. He can't get the layup. He gets the rebound, and he's going to be fouled from behind. Much to the dismay of the Nettleton crowd, that is on Kevin Fulton, his third personal foul. Team foul number four against the Raiders. 4:25 left to play in the game. Ben will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Gilbert in the left corner. His three-pointer is up. No good. And rebound is knocked around. And this time a foul is going to be called on Matt Jones. I don't know if that was a makeup call. It seemed didn't seem like much of a foul. That is Matt Jones' third personal foul. Team foul number six against Nettleton, and they've got that as their, well, actually, they've got that as a 17th foul. I only had that as a 6. So I guess it's going to be a 1-1 for Jarquavius Kane. Or who is it? Okay, it's going to be Charles Moore at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1 with 4:21 left to play. First free throw is up. No good. He misses the front end. Rebound's controlled by Matt Jones, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it near the right corner to Bashirs. Bashirs going to go down towards the lane. His pass to Matt Jones. He couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Mountain Home turning it over for the ninth time tonight. 4:07 left play in the game. Nelson will get it back, leading by 9. 50-41 is our score. Bolden will walk the ball across the timeline. Throws over on the left side to Hamilton, down to Kane. He's going to be fouled as he goes up with it. Two shots coming up for Jarquavius Kane. Matt Jones picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number 8 against Melton. So Kane at the free throw line, where so far he is 3 of 5 with 11 points. First shot is up, no good. Dawson Tabor's going to check back in for Mountain Home as Jones will take a seat with his fourth foul. So one more free throw coming up for Kane. Second shot is up, and he gets 1 of 2. He now has 14 points. 51-41, back to a double-digit lead for the Raiders. Here's Ben throwing it to Bashirs. Bashirs drills up to the top, over to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! 18 points for Wyatt Gilbert. 9 of those coming here in the final period alone. 51-44, Nelson on top, less than 3.5 to play. Fulton into the front court. He's being double-teamed. And has the pass knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home, but they turn it right back over themselves. And now a foul is going to be called in the backcourt against the Bombers. Town Ben picks up his personal foul. This will be the last 1-1 for Nelson. Next one will put them in the double bonus. Baylor Cresselius is going to check in for Mountain Home as Talon Benton will take a seat. The Cortez Hamilton at the free throw line. So far, he's 2 of 3 with 10 points. 3:18 left in the contest as Hamilton's first free throw is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Hamilton. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 12 points now for Cortez Hamilton. Inbound pass comes to Gilbert. He's going to get dribbled down to the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him, stolen by Nelson. And back to LA, Fulton going up for the layup. Good. And now Tom's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 3:08. Let's play in the game. Nelson leads Mountain Home 55-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Mountain Home's ball coming out of the timeout as they trail Nelson 55-44 with 3:08 left to play in the game. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. We're walking into the front court. Mountain Home with 1 timeout left. Nelson with all 5 of theirs. Ball goes over to Casillas on the left wing. He drills up to the top. Over to Gilbert on the right. He's going to put up the 3-pointer. And no good. Rebound's controlled by McFadden. He will throw it out to Fulton. Fulton going down into lane for another layup off the glass and in. 57-44, Bombers trailing Nelson with 2:40 left. Here is Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left side, takes the screen from Cruz, gives it back to Cruz in the corner. He's going to try for a three-pointer, and good! Luke Cruz with 16 points. 57-47, Nelson on top. So they're going to look like Mount Holmes going to try another half-court trap. Ball goes in the front court with Hamilton, now over to Fulton. Fulton's going to dribble down into the paint, now kicks out to Moore. His three-pointer, good. Charles Moore with his first 3 points of the night. 60-47, Nelson leading it. 2:04 left. Here is Gilbert back the other way. Dribbling down towards the corner, takes the screen from Jones, dribbles toward the free throw line, throws up top to Cruz, over to Bashir's on the left corner. He's going to take the screen, go pull up for the three-pointer on the wing, no good, and the rebound controlled by Casilius. Mount Holmes will keep possession. Casilius dribbles out towards the corner, has the ball knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Nelson. Mount Holmes will keep possession with 1:45 left of the game. Casilius is going to take a seat as he's replaced by Talon Benton. Bashir's will trade an inbound pass from the near sideline. And here we go. Bashir's inbounds to Benton in the right corner, down to Jones on the low block. He's going to go up for the layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back over. They can't get the ball to go. Rebound chased down by Fulton. And back comes Nelson, but he's going to be called for the travel in the backcourt. Eighth turnover of the night against Nelson with 1:35 left. Mount Holmes will inbound on the far sideline with 1:35 as they trail by 13. Benton takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Bashir. He's going to try to throw it to Cruz. Pass was knocked away, stolen by Nelson. There's Fulton. Now he almost lost the handle of the ball. This time they will lose the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Holmes will get it back on the ninth turnover tonight for Nelson with 1:24 left. Baylor Casilius checking back in, replacing Hunter Bashir. Casilius will inbound it on the near sideline, gets in to Gilbert, who quickly brings it into the front court, going into the lane, tries to throw it to Ben, pass was knocked away, ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Mountain Home. And Nelson will get it back with 1:19 left. Inbound pass goes to Fulton. He gets Hamilton back to Fulton. 1:12. Fulton into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing, going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:07. Baylor Casilius picks up his first personal foul. That does put Nelson in a double bonus, so it'll be a two-shot opportunity for Kevin Fulton. Well, Fulton really came alive in this fourth quarter. First free throw for Fulton is up and good. Bennett Pinson checking back in for the Bombers as Matt Jones will take a seat. One more free throw for Fulton. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 60-47. Bombers trailing Nelson, and a foul's going to be called on Nelson before the inbound pass is even thrown in. Cortez Hamilton picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number five against the Raiders. 107 left play. It is a 15-point Nelson advantage. Inbound pass goes to Benton, and an offensive foul. Benton used his forearm to try to get some distance there. That is his fourth personal foul. And the 14th turnover against Mountain Home in this contest. 1:04 left to play in the game. Nelson gets the ball back, leading 62-47. Fulton takes the inbound pass, gives it to Hamilton. Back to Fulton. So we go inside the final minute as ball goes to Hamilton. Back to Fulton. Back over to Hamilton. Once again to Fulton. Fulton's going to drill down into the lane, going to give it to Tarquinius Tay for the alley-oop, one-handed dunk. Wow. Kane, well, with his 16 points back the other way. Pinson goes up for the three-pointer. No good, but draws contact, and he'll go to the line for three free throws. Cortez Hamilton picks up his fifth personal foul, so he is done for the night. Cortez Hamilton fouls out of this game with 12 points. That's also the 16th foul against the Raiders. So Hamilton will be replaced by Nathan Anderson. That was an impressive one-handed slam by Jarquavius Cain on that alley-oop pass. Here is Pinson at the free throw line for three shots. First one is up and in. Second shot for Pinson is good. He has one more free throw coming with 37.6 seconds left. And Pinson's third and final shot is up and in. He gets all three free throws. 3 points on the night for him. 64-50. Nelson leads it. Fulton will walk it into the front court. Mount Home may just back off now because hard to make up 14 points in that little amount of time, and I think that's exactly what they're going to do. Fulton just dribbling inside the half-court line for the last few seconds. They're just going to let this clock run out, and Nelson's going to get the 14-point victory. 5 seconds left, and they're just going to now he picks up his dribble, and that's the way this ball game is going to end. Our final score tonight, Nelson defeats Mountain Hall 64-50. We'll check our final numbers from college basketball and final 1.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without a guarantee, and they lose value.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.